The sadness of the wood is bright with young green sprays. The apple trees are laden. In their nests high overhead, wood pigeons croon. The doves make moan. Deep-throated sings the thrush. The blackbirds flute their ancient melody. The sparrow twitters, making his small jests high underneath the elm. The nightingale sings happy in the leaves, pouring out on the winds far carrying her solemn melody. The sudden hawk quavers in the high air. The eagle takes his flight against the sun. High overhead the lark trills in the sky, down dropping from her height, and changing note she touches earth. Swift-darting swallows utter their low cry. The jackdaw jargons and clear cries the quail. And so in every spot some bird is singing a summer song. Yet none among the birds is like the bee, who is the very type of chastity, save she who bore the burden that was Christ in her inviolate womb. Vestiunt silve tenera mirorem virgulta suis onerata pomis, canunt de celsis sedibus palumbes carmina cunctis. Hic turtur gemit, resonat hic turdus, pangit hic priscus merularum sonus, passer nec tacens aridens garitu alte sub ulmis. Hic leta canit Philomela frondis longa se fundit sibilum per auras solempne milvus tremulaque voce aetera pulsat. Ad astra volans aquila in auris alauda canit modulis resolvit de sursum vergit dissimili modo dum terram tangit. Velox impulit ruditus irundu, clangit coturnix gracula fringultit. Aves sic cuncte celebrant estivum undique carmen. Nulla inter aves similis est api, quae talem gerit typum castitatis nisi Maria, quae Christum portavit alvo inviolata.